without anything to fight about. Anything for fake quote journalists to write about. Fair and balanced if the skin is fair and there's no talent. Skip the part about the peace, spread the part about the violence. It's a plan to gain compliance, destroy defiance. Religion, capitalism, and unholy alliance. Divine science, bow to the preacher and the tyrant. If any of it matters, why is everybody silent? It's a never-ending war, enemies on the horizon. Terror levels hit the peak, even though nobody's dying. Televangelists denying that the temperature is rising. In an air-conditioned room, teaching about science. Surviving and fast thriving, guiding the downsizing. Design the minds and hide behind the lion. Trying whatever they tell you Jesus is buying. Supplying a dose of false hope, never expiring. If you feel it, you feel it, you feel it right. Feel it for the blood and the fight. Show me the love and the life, never give up on the light. I'm asking you what's good tonight. Good tonight, and tell me what's good tonight. And when there's nothing left to prove and nothing to lose, break away from the rules and do whatever you choose. Ignite the fuse with the words that I write. Tell me what's good tonight. Good tonight, tell me what's good tonight.
What's the reason the cuts are steady bleeding on the road to the cold with nothing to believe in? We're scared to be the change we discuss when we're speaking on the cusp. Can't feel it in your gut when you're breathing. Trust the misleading, unjust, uneven. The same propaganda, the same answer repeating. Light up a Dutch, burn and turn us up. It's healing the ash to dust, cast to us is fleeting. The factories open and the workers are never leaving. Takes a 20-hour day to be paid enough to be feeding on the cancer and the sickness. They're happy to be eating, cause we're purchasing their shirts and shoes and still sleeping. Fighting our inner demons, trying to be deceiving. So in the wardrobe, we hope we're never reaping. There's a rhyme and a reason for the time and the seasons interceding. Read in between the lines and find the meaning. If you feel it, you feel it, you feel it right. Feel it for the blood and the fight. Show me the love and the life, never give up on the fight. I'm asking you what's good tonight. Good tonight, and tell me what's good tonight. And when there's nothing left to prove and nothing to lose, break away from the rules and do whatever you choose. Ignite the fuse with the words that I write. Tell me what's good tonight. Good tonight, tell me what's good tonight.
Broadcasting live from NoHo 2 Studio, it is the Enter the Shell show, and you just heard Words That I Write with my guest, and that is Elemental Zazen, and he's with us via satellite. How's it going, dude?
Good, man. How are you feeling today?
You know what? It's really hot here in L.A., and I'm not saying I'm a big sweater, but when it's hot, I just my shirt starts sticking to me, and it's not cool. I'm just gonna, you know, it's just not cool. How are things over there?
Man, I'm not exactly the darkest person in the world, so if I'm out in the sun working with these kids, I have to really throw on a lot of sunblock. And let's just say today I didn't really do as much as I wanted to.
You're a lobster.
I'm still a little lobstery right now.
You can find Elemental Zazen at facebook.com/ElementalZazen. And I consider us friends by now, so I could just call you Zazen, right?
Yeah, man.
You're out promoting your latest album, Nothing to Lose But Change. So, you being a rapper and all, do you believe that the key to success is largely based on the quality of your dictation when you are rapping?
No, actually, I feel like success has nothing to do with the words that you write or how good you are at saying them, I guess. I wish it did, man. I really do. I was raised to be very lyrical, so I'm not. I one of my faults, I think, in the past is that I don't let the beat breathe enough. Right. I think on the last album I do, but like my stuff before that, I just try to cram in 8 million words. So I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends. Yeah. I feel confident about my ability, and I put myself up against almost anybody.
Yeah, you're awesome. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be, you know, don't take this the wrong way, but I wouldn't be talking to you unless you were awesome. You know what I mean? Unless I admired your work.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. What do you feel is the key to success?
It's interesting, man, because I feel like it's all about right place, right time. And I feel like I'm the type of person who my momentum has been on and off. And if I would have hit, like, the right place, right time, within the last, like, 7 years, I would be, you know, touring around the world and selling stuff out. I truly believe that. I think that I have the talent to do that. But different people have different work ethics and different connections. And unfortunately, it hasn't worked out like that for me. Despite what I think is, you know, I think that the Nothing Moves But Change is a pretty quality album.
Yeah.
I think it's appealing to a lot of people. There's people I really love, like some musicians that I'm really proud to have worked with on there. And on a side note, one of the positives and negative, the one big positive and negative of me as a person, as like an orator in general, music, talking, is that I think in metaphor, and for some reason just metaphors work, like that iPod thing for me, and in some ways, when we're talking about my ability to communicate, that can hurt my music, because I feel like a lot of times, unless you write down the lyrics that I'm saying and read them, they're just going to fly over your head, and it's not the listener's fault.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that real quick. Your last album was more fueled kind of towards anger and frustration, where this album, Nothing to Lose But Change, is kind of filled with gratitude and kind of a second chance at life.
Well, the thing about The Glass Should Be Full is that, I don't know if you've read my bio, like all that stuff, you know, like basically my little brother, my cousin who was basically my little brother, talked to him every day, I was his mentor, all these things. He died in an accident when he was 19, and this happened in, April of 07. And then so that really messed me up as I'm writing this record. Then in October, my house burns down, and so I started to feel a little bit better about, you know, my cousin dying, and then my house burns down, and I'm still writing the album, and I feel pretty depressed about that, and just the feeling of isolation, I don't know, it was really... unlike anything else, you know. And then I start to feel better about that. I get stuff again. I have, like, furniture again. And then I get diagnosed with a brain tumor. And so it was like this, like, as I'm writing The Glass Should Be Full, it was like a constant crisis. And then when I was diagnosed, I requested to have a month before surgery. I was supposed to get surgery immediately, and I requested a month so I could record a bunch of the album. And so a lot of the recording, my favorite song I've ever recorded is called Life is Priceless, and it's on The Glass Should Be Full. That is like the one song that I worked on and recorded in this between phase after I found out and didn't know if I was going to live longer than a month and the surgery happened. With a new one, it's not that I'm trying to sound like I'm on a second lease on life. I just feel like I've begun to accept my own mortality, I guess. And with someone like me, like, my first album is called The Adolescence Weapon, and the whole entire thing is about being scared of death. Like, that's the subconscious, that's like the subliminal message throughout all of it. I didn't realize it when I was writing, and I was 21, but when I go back and listen to it, it's all about anxiety, fear of, like, growing old. And then when I was faced with that, I kind of freaked out, obviously.
Right.
And then now that I'm over it, it's more, the new album is just, it's more calm. Like, I don't feel, I was always labeled as a political rapper, and I think I am. I think that I'm very progressive. I believe in, like, an egalitarian society, things like that. But some fans of mine, actually a lot of people, have commented that the new album is not political. And I don't think so. I think it is really political, but it's political in a way that's not just stemming from frustration. It's more like, it's like a Taoist approach is what I'm hoping, where it's like, all right, I understand this exists, these things exist in the world. How can I discuss them and have a commentary with the listener about them that's not just like, you know, it's fucked up, like the world's fucked up, which is what I hear almost everyone doing. I think there's a place for that, but I just feel like if I stay there, it just makes me feel unhappy, I guess. Like, you need to grow up, you know?
Right.
The album is not a new lease on life. It's just I grew up a little bit.
let's hear another cut from that album. And right now, we're going to hear Kill 'Em With The Beat. We're going to have more of my guest, Zazen.
Till we fly, or about till we die. Stuck in the shell, oh well, hell is a hell of a place to hide. I can taste when denial and fate collide. Never too late to replace mistakes with lies. Sell me a prize, I'm high, I'll do whatever it takes to glide over the lake if I can stay alive. If I survive with the meaning for breathing, then I'll be the first in line to believe the reason why is so sterile. Slaves to dinero, set up a minimum wage paid by the pharaoh, made to behave by the arrow. Tarot cards, the king of hearts, marked grave with the pharaoh. The same crabs in the barrel, kill for the tags on apparel, filled with the ashes and marrow. Others that give their lives for the passion and peril, was there a reason for being so narrow? Quick, adapt before the shit collapse and miss the ship. Shoot from the hip and give the pistol back. Whoever attacks the aristocrat probably end up in a ditch with a slit wrist and fist. So let's go delete, yo, kill him with the beat. This is crack, tell your truth, fall back, retreat. Most of the talk is cheap, so we spark the leap. It's Zazen and Fast John, we're on to the deep. So let's go delete, yo, kill him with the beat. This is crack, tell your truth, fall back, retreat. Most of the talk is cheap, so we spark the leap. It's Zazen and Fast John, we're on to the deep.
You keep fucking with them herbs, I'ma keep puffing my herb from the gutter. Now I'm rich as them white kids from the birds. Swerve like a moth, lick the spliffs, what I prefer. I'm sick and not sure if it's a gift or a curse. Out the bottomless pit, I used to pitch on a turf. Now I'm swift with the verse, take trips around the earth. Proceed to collect my chips, then I disperse. Similar to a 50 round clip when it bursts. Aim and deliver, hit your brain and your liver. I'm deranged, ride around with the thing like it's menacing. I'm Kane, plus my Grizzly City gang in the building. You should stay out the lane, have my mention. You lames, pay attention to this game and how I kick it. Man, simple and plain, I'm specific with the language presented. Like Stevie, the same in the visions representing CA till I'm finished. By the way,
select,
it's the
don't F. Delete, yo, kill him with the beat. This is crack, tell your truth, fall back, retreat. Most of the talk is cheap, so we spark the leap. It's Zazen and Fast John, we're on to the D. Select, don't delete, yo, kill him with the beat. This is crack, tell your truth, fall back, retreat. Most of the talk is cheap, so we spark the leap. It's Zazen and Fast John, we're on to the D. To the D.
And it is the End of the Shell show, and I'm joined by Zazen. You can find him facebook.com/elementalzazen. And we were talking kind of about life and kind of, you know, your perspective of things. And growing up, you did lead a very different life where your perspective was, you know, I don't know whether to say it was skewed or, you know, you grew up in Saudi Arabia and in China, and, you know, coming from such an authoritarian and, like, strict environment, how did that shape your mind?
One of the things that has been interesting about growing up like that is you become closer to humanity at, like, the most basic level. Like, seeing, just imagine, like, seeing, when you travel as a kid and you see a lot of different natural things, like, you know, you get to go to a park, you get to go to the redwood trees, or, you know, something special. You feel close to nature because you have a diverse experience of it. And the same thing is with humanity for me. I have a diverse experience dealing with humans, you know, all types of people. Third world, like, I basically moved to, I grew up in two of the most, you know, the word I'm looking for. Like, according to the U.S., these are, like, two of the most hated dictatorships in the world that I grew up in. You know, it's like Saudi Arabia is under religious, the equivalent of, like, martial law in a religious sense. And then China is, you know, whatever China is. I don't even know what to call it anymore. So the thing that shaped me is getting to see the friction between the West and Islam and the West and China. And as I'm seeing that, I'm recognizing that all the prejudices that people in the States have about China or Saudi Arabia are wrong, well, for the most part, and it's the same way, you know, for people in Saudi Arabia and China that have preferences about the states. So when you can exist in this, like, middle ground, it shapes everything, because you feel like, okay, I recognize the world as a huge sphere, and I'm allowed to, and I have the ability to, like, extract myself and look down upon it from, you know, being blessed enough to experience all these different things. Like, the glass should be full. The reviews were entirely positive. I don't think I could ever top those reviews. This new one, Nothing to Lose But Change, the reviews aren't as great, and I think a lot of it is because this, growing up like this, creates a huge sense of ambition. I'm so ambitious because I have experienced so much. And with the ambition comes just the want to not only express yourself to so many people, but I just feel passionate so much. And so I think the album sometimes just, there's so much in it, so many styles, so many, like, I don't know, I think that in some ways can be a curse. I think, imagine it like this. This is how I feel about the way that I talk to people. You know how supposedly in, like, the 50s, like, a family would go on a trip and they'd have, like, slides, and they'd come back and they'd invite friends over and be like, here's our summer trip, and they'd flip and through the slides.
Yeah, and it was just a pain.
Like, you know how people do that, have done that? Yeah, maybe now it's through Facebook. They're like, hey, here's my picture of me in Hawaii or whatever. Like, my life is like a constant slide. You know, it's like I have a lifetime of these slides. So every time I talk about my life, in some ways I feel like it's a negative thing, because just like people in the 50s were like, fuck that, I don't want to hear about, you know, the Johnson family's trip to Europe. Like, that's all that is them bragging, showing me the slides. Like, oh, aren't we cool? We're in front of the Eiffel Tower. Like, I can't help but sound like that, even if I'm not trying to brag. It's just how it happens, you know?
Yeah, it's just, you're just pulling from life.
Yeah, it's the same thing as if you, you know, some people grew up in the inner city and had really tough lives, and they can talk about it. And, you know, maybe other people will take it as bragging, but for them, that was what it was.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, what do you like to do to just get away from it all? It seems like you're a pretty heavy guy. Do you ever just turn off the TV and the internet and just ponder, or do you go out and see, like, Planet of the Apes or something like that?
I mean, I'm a runner, so that's my big thing is when I say, like, get away from stuff, I mean, as much as I would say that I'm not somebody that is into television and the internet, like, I just got my Comcast cut out the other day.
Uh-huh.
Kind of sucks, so I like to watch games. I go online, I find myself wasting time researching stuff, and the only time I really feel like I can get away is through exercise, which kind of sucks. In today's city, there's this whole, like, dystopian feeling that just is everywhere. I feel like the drain of the city, and I have nowhere to go. And because I'm legally blind, I can't drive, so I'm just stuck in, like, the bricks all day. So there's not a lot of escape. It's really frustrating, man. And the worst, I always get injured. I'm just always injured. So it sucks because I've had an injured foot for, like, 6 months. So I had to take 5 months off running. So there's no, without the meditation, someone like me can really, you know,
yeah,
not lose it, but just feel this constant frustration, especially when I'm just surrounded by the bullshit that exists in every city. Seattle has its own brand, you know? So maybe that's one of the reasons I'm more feeling a little more questioning about my future in the music game. I think some of it is because, you know,
yeah,
music is an outlet in some ways, but it's also like a, my stuff is really personal. I've never met you in person, but I guarantee you, if you sat and listened to the album, you could paint, like, a reasonable picture of my life.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We are going to play Barbie Doll.
Yeah, Jean Grey's on there.
Yeah, I
good
really...
track. It's produced by Metaphor. Highly recommend checking out. He's kind of a nomad. He's San Francisco and Tokyo, kind of the places where he stays at, but he's really he's one of those guys that's instrumentalist, is really doing his thing, and like his niche area, he's really doing his thing. So I love the beat, and Gene is, you know, one of the best female MCs I think ever.
Oh yeah,
I'm pretty happy with the track.
Cool, cool. Well, we're gonna hear Barbie Doll featuring Gene Gray, and my guest has been Elemental Zazen. You can find him facebook.com/Elemental Zazen. We will have the link to his Facebook, and we're also going to be playing some more of his music. Thank you so much for joining us, dude. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, man. No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. And then coming up next, I have a special celebrity that just walked in. You're going to meet Top Dog. All that coming up next, right here on the End of the Shell Show.
Wheel it off and push them up and close your mouth. Cinch it in and throw it up. Get over it now. And get both of your mouths exposed. I'd rather post it up now. Lose the clothes, repeat the pose. Let people forward them round. It's not a boundary left. There's bound to be death to imagination. Face it. Ain't nothing out your face and made evasive. It's simple, basic. Plainly put, it's the motivation for people daily. Dick swollen, eclipse engaging. The picture painted. The fictitious fixing the gazing. Sophisticated lady. Pixel shifted till the hazy. Some chicks can look amazing after nip tucking and shading. So pics for looks get great and judging openly debated. Can't say that I hate the dressing up or even makeup. I love it, I'm a girly girl, I'm best when sex is played up. I love feeling attractive, me, I'm mac and lean as magic. But we shouldn't be attacked in either facet. It's a hazard, ladies, do you?
8 million women have eating disorders in America. Americans spend $50 billion a year on dieting and diet aids. 42% of first through third grade girls want to be thinner.
The problems resulting from a poor body image can be dangerous, especially among teenage girls.
Stop. Pause, wait for the applause. She smiles for the cameras while they hand her the awards. The teardrops form, but the crowd screams for more. Only in dreams seen as a queen before. But what can she afford when they cut the cord? Not enough rewards to cover up the flaws and absorb the remorse. Slowly feeding on a core, left without self-esteem, a need to be adored. She tries and tries to justify the disguise. Thought that she could only fly if her mind was denied. And her clothes were tight enough to confine her drive. I thought she could never survive unless her body was the prize. It's what everything implied, and they wanted to hide. The magazines and the TV screens told her to buy a machine that molds her till she's cold inside. Another beautiful girl in the world we objectify, Barbie doll.
It's increasingly prevalent nowadays that there's what I call negative body obsession, where people essentially feel at war with their own bodies. They want to be thinner, they want to be taller, they want to be younger. Whatever it is, that there's a very real conflict between how they are and how they think they should be. They should be.
It is the End of the Shell Show, and I am joined by the latest addition to the End of the Shell Show, and that's Top Dog.
Hey, how y'all doing?
He is going to be providing some stories that you're going to hear every now and then on the End of the Shell Show. So thank you so much for deciding to team up with End of the Shell. Was there anything in particular or reason why you decided to join us?
Well, I have a lot of animal friends, and I saw the name Turtle, and I figured I did not have a turtle friend. I mean, I've got a friend who is a top cat, and he wears a top hat. So I figured I could always use another another friend from the animal kingdom, particularly of the reptilian kind.
Were you disappointed that I'm a human?
Slightly disappointed, but I think we can work with that.
Okay, no worries. Let's get into the celebrity quarter, shall we? Because I'm interested to see your perspective of things.
Oh, I love celebrities.
Okay, well, you know, the latest craze in the world has been the toppling of governments. And the latest to topple has been the overthrowing of the Burger King. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but no longer will the Burger King be the spokesman for the burger franchise. Instead, they've decided to move to a much healthier, way of life and focusing on the healthy aspects of their Whoppers. Do you have any, thoughts on what the now defunct King should be doing?
Well, that's a tragedy. It's like the Burger Robespierre came in and decapitated the Burger King, and now there's a Burger Reign of Terror in the Burger Kingdom, which will no longer be a Burger Kingdom. But should that Burger King have escaped from the Burger Kingdom, then I wish him the best. And there's a particular court jester out there that that could use a friend.
Moving right along, we talked about toppling governments, dethroned kings, and this was really crazy once I saw this. And that is, after 13 years of marriage, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith have reportedly separated, and that's according to In Touch Weekly. I'm shocked. I thought these two had such of the life, and I didn't foresee that. Had you foreseen any of this?
Well, you see, being a dog, I could smell it from day one. This nose, it doesn't lie. I was able to detect it from the very beginning. I knew that Jada Pinkett and William Smith were not going to last.
Wow, I could have used some of that insight a while ago.
Well, it's just a shame that I didn't meet you until recently,
right? But now I have you at my disposal. I love it.
I also smell that you have eaten burritos in your recent past.
I have. Carne asada,
my favorite. Next to pasta.
Moving right along, Simon Cowell wants to be cryogenically frozen, and it's revealed that he wants to do that, and he feels that he needs to come back later on in life to be a judge, I guess. Have you been considering cryogenically freezing yourself?
I currently cryogenically freeze all of my bones that I like to gnaw on. But cryogenically freezing myself, I don't think it'll happen. But I suppose if I do want to remain top dog for a while, I may have to consider it when they have cured doggy cancer.
You have doggy cancer?
No. But it's a disease that commonly plagues my canine friends. So perhaps when I turn around 7, it will begin to plague me as well.
Okay, well, that's cool. By the way, if you'll notice to the left of you, I have Andy the blogger, and he's going to give you some clues, and let's see if you can guess who this week's artist of the week is.
All right. Well, I guess give it a shot there. All right, hey everybody, this is Andy. This week's LA-based legendary artists have been in the music game nearly 30 years and have their 10th studio album set to release next week. The band have 7 Grammys and 9 top 40 singles, so you might not have thought our artists got their start playing strip bars. Who are these Masters of Mayhem? Stop on by the blog section this Friday and don't forget your feet suck.
Well, what do you think, Top Dog? Can you guess who that could be?
I'm going to guess the Baja Men.
I'm gonna. You know what? You're close.
Well, I will keep their secret though about who let the dogs out.
Because you know.
Yes.
You.
I'm a very tricky dog.
Well, you know what? Stop on the blog section this Friday and find out who we picked out, who the artist of the week is.
Cool. Well, Turtle, it's very difficult to type with paws.
Well, figure it out. I need the clicks, man.
Okay.
Okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We are going to unveil a new episode of Top Dog, and then when we come back, we're going to do some shout-outs and find out the moral of today's show. All that coming up next right here on the End of the Shell Show.
Dun, 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 dun. Top Dog!
So Vincent the Velociraptor and I, we go fishing one day, and I say, Vincent, what kind of bait should we use? Vincent, he looks at me, and he just goes, I say, yeah, Vincent, you're right. Let's get the dynamite.
Dun, 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 dun. Top Dog!
It's now time for shoutouts, and Top Dog, do you have any shoutouts that you would like to give?
Oh, yes, of course. I would like to thank Top Cat with the top hat for always being by my side and telling me to go visit you, Turtle. And I would also like to thank Vincent the Velociraptor because, you know, he's always got good advice for me.
And I would like to also say thank you to Abraham, Domagoy, and do you carry a phone, Top Dog?
Yes.
Do you have a smartphone?
It's very intelligent.
Do you have Stitcher on there?
I do not have the Stitcher.
Then it is not that intelligent as you thought, my friend. But I'll tell you what, step up your game and give your phone an education. Log on to Stitcher.com, and we stream on smartphones, so you could just look for the Enter the Shell podcast network, or just type in Enter the Shell, and it'll take you, and you can stream all of our various programming. Also, what do you think of NoHo 2 Studio?
Why, if I were not colorblind, I would think it was amazing. But everything here is in black and white. Sort of tends to blend together.
Well, I want to give them a shout and say thank you for this dope studio space. You can visit them, noho2.com. And it is now time to find out the moral of today's show. So let me just start up the Demoralizer 3000. Will Smith, cryogenically frozen, MySpace, Top Dog, humanity, Burger King, toppling of governments, and cheese. That means it's done. Top Dog, if you can open up that envelope and read us the moral of today's show.
Just a second, I have to gnaw into this. Okay, and the moral for this week's show is... Sorry about that whole setting your deck on fire thing.
I'm sure that's going to air on an episode soon of Top Dog. We won't talk about that. It was very crazy. You are one crazy dog. My guests have been Top Dog and, of course, Elemental Zazen. You could check Elemental Zazen out at facebook.com/Elemental Zazen. And we are going to leave you now with, I think, an appropriate song. This is Lockjaw, and that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the End of the Shell Show. We are out of here. Later. You know you're feeling it right, you know you're feeling it right. Zazen, Jaquan.
Pray it hits the feds. Stay misled. Might as well shit the bed while the cops keep the pistols fed. A shark tank full of minnows in the midst of dread. We raise a fist instead, only to relax. Lean back. A crack baby asking mommy where the fiend at. A ball man asking daddy where the weed at. Sean Camp asking everyone where the seed's at. If it happens, so wave your hands. Tell those angels in the outfield and fans in the stands. Tell the last speck of sand from the hourglass lands at the bottom of the barrel where the crap stake. Damn, damn, time has passed past St. Jack or an 8 dad. Straight whack, matter of fact, take your tape back. Set it off right off the window and replace that. Auto-tune the top 10 where the cakes at. Snap, you stay upon a nutsack. Fucking muskrats, if order for the bloodbath. I keep it dirty, son, show me where the mud's at. A freedom fighter, show me where the fucking scud's at. Then nah, I call dibs on the biggest porridge bowl. Leave the scraps to the kids. These wolves don't give a fuck about survival of the pigs. We'd rather blow the house down past the bibs.
What I meant to say is that I really, really really care about it. Can't live without it, I shout it, and don't you ever doubt it.
I feel it flowing through my veins, Jake One got the beat pounding. Zazen got your shit surrounded.
What I meant to say is that I really, really care about it. Can't live without it, I shout it, and don't you ever doubt it.
I feel it flowing through my veins, Jake One got the beat pounding. Zazen got your shit surrounded. Never fold, hold, cause close to the chest. Digress, try to guess who dies next. Leave it to chance, roll the dice, check the clock. Mex, countdown, you better enjoy the mind sex. Addict to fashion, pray for a reaction. Instead they all pass and bow, throw a dollar down. Give a man a pound, teach him how to break bread. Pay attention kids, this is how a baller sound. Get my weight up, watch you get your hate up. Haven't sold the record, still pulling out the pay stub. Pursue the dream, even if it doesn't pay enough. Break a break a 1-9-5, say what? Lock jaw, try to figure out what the cops for. Serving protect your rights to checks and not yours. Circle around the sky in helicopters. Blood on the floor, revolution in your sock drawer. Hell no, y'all done up and done it. You're following the leader, Mr. John Q. Public. Wash it down with Big Macs and chicken nuggets. Stop the floor, toxic mops in your bucket. Fuck it, I'm just being honest, I promise. So many calls from Sally Mae, it's like I'm haunted. Don't have the 100 bucks today, but she still want it. Take out another loan so I can floss and flaunt it.
What I meant to say is that I really, really care about it. Can't live without it, I shout it, and don't you ever doubt it.
I feel it flowing through my veins, Jake One got the beat pounding. Zazen got your shit surrounded.
What I meant to say is that I really, really care about it. Can't live without it, I shout it, and don't you ever doubt it.
I feel it flowing through my veins, Jake One got the beat pounding. Zazen got your shit surrounded. Jake One got the beat pounding, got the beat pounding, got the beat pounding. Zazen got your streets surrounded, got your streets surrounded, got your streets surrounded. Jake One got the beat pounding, got the beat pounding, got the beat pounding. Zazen got your streets surrounded, got your streets surrounded, got your streets.